This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us, off-grid Montana. Rich, did you have any comments about that motorcycle car crash, us having to move power poles to block the entrance to a farm gate to keep people from messing up the farm and causing us problems with the cows and dumping their trash on the side of the road, you know, in a ditch? I mean, obviously, it's all deliberate, all of it. Any comments?
Sure. First of all, your theme was kind of me first, and we've talked about this indirectly many times. We got to get rid of the left-right paradigm, first of all, because too many people think it's actually a real thing. There's probably a 5% difference. It's really the aristocracy managing the serfs, and that's why the inequality between the super wealthy, creating the fascist state that we have, is creating so much despair, because when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job, you lower the bars of standards and expectations for everything else. It's a cancer that metastasizes. So we have to remember that we have to try to make a difference individually, but we have to stand for principle. Okay, we can't sell the farm for nothing. And I think that the redundancy of my definition of standing for principle needs to stay its course on the repetitive angle. And that is, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. It has to be truth, not based on truth, but we have to speak truth. In other words, you have to have the guts to be willing to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be liked by blowing smoke up someone's keister and telling certain people what they want to hear. And thirdly, which could be the most important, if somebody gets away with it and has less consequences for their own behavior because of what group they're in, we need to do the same. And if that doesn't sit well with a lot of the elite, then let's have practice with your preach laws. They all connect. But I think how I'm going to take what you just said, Vince, I'm going to say, how can we make a difference as individual people? And I'm going to use one example of a man. He was a very good rebounder. His name is Dennis Rodman. I'm not a basketball fan. I'm more of a football fan. But that being said, I think a lot of people had preconceived notions about who he was on some of the things he said publicly over the last couple of decades. But you know what? It really turned out that he's a patriot. He cares about America. And he really made a difference. And he decided not to be a globalist dream. He didn't want to be an American nightmare. He wanted to make a difference for the American people. And when Dennis Rodman played a key role in the North Korea talks for Trump, I think that says a lot. And I have an article here, Vince. We talked about this the other day. This is a TV poll. 71% of liberals don't want peace with North Korea because Trump would get the credit. And this really shows how too many people have gone down the rabbit hole. And we've talked about this in great detail and specificity. The word liberal is no longer accurate. there's no credibility or validity to it. The Democrat Party has been taken over by the globalists. And that's one of the reasons why I talked about the globalist business model earlier in the show. And this is what has created the looting stage from the middle class and the poor to the elite, whether it be in quantitative easing, whether it be in the alliance between big corporate oligarchies and big government, whether it be the allowance of federal judges that have been bought and paid for to create this alliance and fascism, and selling out the poor middle class, and basically eliminating antitrust laws. It could be a lot of things, saving Wall Street, the whole works. But I do know that the people, the little people, whether you be a multimillionaire because you were successful like Dennis Rodman, or you're sitting at home in debt in total despair and don't know what to do. And Vince and I, we've talked about that in great detail about getting like-minded people together and buying land, not giving up, and creating skill sets and a business model of parking out land, building structures, creating gardens, and actually having a great, fun lifestyle. We are in a position, and Vince and I, we talk about economy and debt and credit and interest rates so often. The headwinds are, I don't think they can be deterred. The sabotage and demolition that President Trump inherited from the past has eliminated so many opportunities for the people, especially in good paying jobs. And this is why future rates of growth is going to look very bleak. Our debt situation is just, we've talked about this for hours over the past few years. Global corporate household government promises. The game is totally rigged. And everything right now for the little guy is speculation and hedging. And group identity politics have created a huge headwind for the American people for success, especially with the advent of robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, which is going to be taking over so many great, great jobs. We've gotten to the point where things are not running smoothly because too many people are bought and paid for, and like Vince was talking about with his last theme or meme, it's me first. And here's just another really good example. Vince and I talked about this the other day, too. For over a year, the state of Florida did not run FBI background checks on tens of thousands of residents applying for a concealed weapons permit because an employee forgot the password to this check system, NICS. Now, I'm not complaining that there was more concealed weapons permits given out, because as we all know, the poor middle class deserves to protect their lives as well. And we all know that pretty much all information coming from the mainstream media is meant to distort and sway public opinion. And I'll just go off into a tangent here since I went into gun control. The CDC did a study on guns but never publicized it. This is off the dailycaller.com. The bought and paid for results, guns were used defensively by victims about 3.6 times more often as they were used offensively by criminals. There's so much information that doesn't get published because the powers that be want to sway public opinion. And a great example is when I published my book, I had to self-publish it because of the fact that they were deleting five-star reviews. They were saying my book was out of stock. They were doing everything in the censorship surveillance arena to make sure my information didn't get out. They misspelled the book title so search engines couldn't pick it up. They deleted chapters. They moved sentences around and moved words around. I'm not making this up. I've been saying, you can check over the archives, I've been saying this for years. So the law of diminishing returns that America has turned into has made it almost impossible for people to control their own destiny, never mind know what to believe. And that is part of the plan. So we have to call it. We have to ask for practice what you preach laws. We have to give QE to the people. We have to stand for principle. We have to come up with ideas and solutions for the little guy. And the little guy, again, is the bottom 93% of Americans. Because everything is this hypocrisy and double standards around every corner. And the only way we're going to change that is to hold people's feet to the fire and have practice what you preach laws. And I've been saying this for years for you regular listeners. You know, this isn't a phenomenon that I just came up with shooting from the hip just last week. I've been saying this for years. Don't you think that the so-called neocons and rhinos of the Republican Party are trying to dismiss this information and make sure that it stays behind the scenes because it's not bought and paid for? We don't sanction information. We don't have to get information approved. What we do is try to give information to the little guy, to the people. So the ideas and solutions go directly to the people. And basically eliminate the deviations of the globalist business model. So whether it be political correctness, whether it be manufacturing, perception, and then basically 95% of what we discuss here, folks, is subsets under political correctness. So it's up to us to give you the information, and it's up to you to do the reading, the research, the verification, and to pass it on to other people. And here's another article right here. Vince and I, we talked about this briefly. John Harwood, GOP's core appeal to white people, is opposing economic changes. What a bunch of crap. Whether it be John Harwood, who is a CNBC or MSNBC commentator, or it doesn't matter who it is, all we hear all the time is, oh, white people this, white people that, or white male this, or white male that. But the hypocrisies and the double standards, you see where practice with your preach laws would make a difference? How come the self-incrimination station of Zuckerberg, who called the American people dumb effers, isn't getting out there? How come the white people behind the Zuckers and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, Gates, the Jonathan Gruber who created Obamacare, who called the American people stupid, Jeff Bezos, Soros, Murdoch, Clinton, all these white people, why aren't John Harwood people of the mainstream media calling out confiscation of wealth from these people who are all white?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, Mrs. Finelli and I have been watching a few episodes of a series called Escape to the Continent. Now, it's on Netflix, and I didn't realize this when I watched the first episode, but it's considered reality TV, and I don't know what reality TV is, but I guess it means it's fake. Well, Escape to the Continent is a series where they have, we'll call them realtors. And the realtors are helping, and I don't know if they're realtors or not, or just actors, but they're helping people who want to escape from the United Kingdom and move to countries like France, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Austria, Italy, and others. But they want to get away from the UK. So I looked up the average price of a home in the United Kingdom. It's $358,000 U.S., 358. Now, the average price of a home in the United States is $189,000. These are current prices. So $358,000 for the average price of a home in the United Kingdom, and in the United States, $189,000. Okay. So these people typically want a great view. They're looking for a beautiful view, which boggles my mind. You know, I think nice surroundings are just wonderful, but you can't eat a view, as far as I can tell. You can't farm a view. You can't do much with a view other than look at it. It's kind of like going to Disney, and when you're all done, what have you got? Nothing, except, you know, a credit card bill coming due for way more than you can probably imagine. So the people who are escaping are typically couples, most of the time, and it's a husband and a wife. They just got married. It's a new marriage, but they're middle-aged. And they're going to sell their home in the United Kingdom, and they're going to buy this building with some land, typically, a small amount of land, in another country. So they're charged with, well, we've got to learn a new language, fit in with the culture, see if we can make a go of it. And what do they want to do typically? Well, bed and breakfast keeps coming up. So they think that they're moving to a destination where they're going to be in a small village, and it's a wonderful place to visit, and they can rent out a room in their home or rooms in their home and become a bed and breakfast entrepreneur. But there's a thread that runs through these people. That thread or that trait is that they don't have any skills. They've never run a bed and breakfast, but they think they're going to be an entrepreneur. Now, good for them. I mean, I'm glad they're going to try. But they, when they look at the places that they want to buy, it's got to be done. It's got to be completely done, or it's too much work. Now, I think about what we've done here at the farm. We didn't even have a house. And, you know, we built this place. We had to mow down saplings that were taller than a big tractor to create a field, you know, a 40-acre field. One of the fields was just overgrown. And I'm thinking that these people that, gosh, you know, it's going to be a lot of work. You know, we might have to paint. You know, we might have to spackle. We might have, you know, it's just too much for them to do any work. They have to have it done for them. And I don't see how a person can survive in that position where they're held at the mercy of whatever the contractor is to do whatever they want to have done, like fix a leaking faucet, add a new outlet or a receptacle here or there, or change the light switch or whatever. They're willing to just keep looking until they find the right perfect place that's already fixed. And I just can't understand it. They are leaving the United Kingdom where they've got everything all worked out. Their houses are nicer, and they're going to move to dilapidated buildings. And they think everything's going to be better. I haven't seen much of, well, let's look at the wiring. Let's look at the structure. Let's look at the roof. Let's look at the insulation. How much are the taxes here? How, you know, those kinds of things. What I'm saying is, I believe if there's any truth to this series, Escape to the Continent, if there's any truth to it, it's showing how ill-prepared people are to do anything at all. And I have a feeling there's some truth to this. So if you want to watch and see what we're talking about, Escape to the Continent is on Netflix. And you'll see a bunch of people who are really looking forward, most of them are looking forward to views, and they're looking forward to changing their lifestyle, they're looking forward to retiring, but they don't want to do much work. They really don't want to do much work. They're interested in riding their bicycles. They're interested in taking walks. They're interested in having a beer, going to the pub. They're interested in being non-productive, for the most part. The best. A few of them want to.
Heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For a second day, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is on Capitol Hill answering lawmaker questions about his report, which finds the FBI mishandled the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Republican Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Bob Goodlatte opening the hearing moments ago.
Why should Americans care about what we're talking about here today? Because our Constitution guarantees equality under the law. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
A group of Amazon shareholders urging the CEO, Jeff Bezos, to stop pitching the company's facial recognition tool to law enforcement agencies, saying it could ultimately violate civil and human rights. This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich, I'm quite shocked at what I'm seeing in terms of the lack of skills all around us. And I think that that might be a barrier to entry to people embracing the kind of lifestyle that you have and that we have here at the farm. And why is that? I think it's because of the media. I think it's because of the government training camps. I think we have pulled out of the schools the trade skill training that we used to have, like shop classes, you know, wood shop, metal shop, welding, automotive shop, electricity shop, carpentry, masonry. You know, we used to teach those kinds of skills in the schools. We used to teach home economics. And typically, young ladies would go into home economics classes where they'd learn how to run the household. And I think that's a very important thing to do, running the household. You know, Hillary Clinton doesn't think baking cookies is important. I think cooking healthy meals for the family is extremely important. I think raising the children is extremely important. I don't think there's anything higher and better than a woman can do than be at home to raise the children, to take care of, nurture the children, help them with their education, help them with their skills, teach them how to be polite, productive people. I think it's, you know, extremely important. However, it looks like to me that we've said, well, it's not so important, you know, going out and sitting behind a keyboard and a screen and having a job entering data of other people is that, now that is important. But it seems like that's what we've done, and we've lost our desire to do things. We used to have hobbies. Heck, I was filling out a medical document. This is, they wanted to know about me, and it said hobbies. And so I looked at Mrs. Finelli and I said, hobbies, that'd be everything. Everything. You know, I'm interested in everything. I really am. And I try to read about everything. Why? Because I want to know about everything. But I don't think young people today are advised properly. I think guidance counselors are missing the boat. I think that young people need to be encouraged to have hobbies, to learn to do things. Heck, gardening is just, it's such a wonderful, rewarding experience for a young person. Take a seed, turn it into a plant that produces a tomato or a radish or a carrot or a bell pepper or a cucumber or a watermelon or a pumpkin. I mean, that's important. But do we do that? I don't think we do enough of it. I think we're letting our children down, and it's going to make it worse for everybody because of the lack of skills. And if we ever have to go to war again, you know, ground war, what are we going to do with people who don't know how to do anything? Like, let's say the tire gets shot out on the Humvee. What are we going to do? I don't know. Can you change that thing? Where is the spare tire? Where is the jack? What is the jack? How does it work? I mean, we're at the point where we really don't know how to do much. And I believe that, unfortunately, too many of us don't know how to change the tire, don't know how to plant seeds, don't know how to raise a garden. And, you know, you and I were talking off air yesterday, Rich, and I mentioned that, you know, we were butchering a cow here at the farm. And I mentioned that we bought a commercial saw, the kind of saw, a meat saw, the kind of meat saw that you would see in the butcher area of a supermarket, you know, back in the 60s or 70s, you know, like 6 feet tall, huge stainless steel platform that you would saw you'd saw beef, you'd saw the ribs. I mean, you'd make steaks with this thing. And we had two boys, about 25 years old, our son was one of them, and these two guys were, in the winter, were processing a cow. How long did it take? Two guys, equipment that was commercial, I bought it used very inexpensively, all day. It was hard work, absolutely hard and heavy, processing, you know, 800 pounds, 900 pounds, 1,000 pound cow. It was heavy and it was hard. And it was cold, because you have to do it when it's cold. Not easy. And how many people know how to do that? Comments, Rich?
Yeah, well, what's happening is the American people are now the analogy of the white-tailed deer hunting funnel, where the big corporate oligarchies, the big government comes into the thick, wide part of the woods, and the woods gets narrower and narrower. And the people coming out at the narrow end have very little options. And then there's the hunters that are sitting there with their weapons wanting to pick off the people. And they're picking them off in the realm of skill sets and desires and ambition and common sense and logic. And so many people, they think gardening, like you mentioned earlier, or alternative energy is too much work, it's drudgery. It's just the opposite. You need a balance in life between mental health and physical health. You need to have a balance between relearning the lost 19th century skills and dovetailing them with 21st century technology. You know, when we talk about our lifestyle, Vince and I, and self-sufficiency, you know, we don't drill our own oil and refine our own gasoline, but we have certain skill sets depending on what our interests and hobbies and desires are. For example, my goal, I looked at the CPI, which didn't include food and energy, because of the volatility and the spiking prices and the manipulation of cookbooks. So I said, well, I want to make my own electricity and harvest my own food, whether it be in the garden, whether it be raising animals, whether it be hunting and fishing, whether it be learning edible and medicinal plants, which I've given quite a few tours on. It could be so many different things in nature, in botany, in mushroom picking, berry picking. There's so many fun things to do out in nature. And I can't tell you how important it is that we learn these skills and these varieties and these lifestyles. And I'm just going to mention a very short article I have in front of me from Zero Hedge. And it's titled, Wealthy Blue Staters Are Using Shady Alaskan Trusts to Dodge SALT, an acronym, deduction caps. Basically, this real estate planner, Jonathan Blatmacher, I'm sure I'm butchering his name, I apologize for that. What he's doing, he's planning on transferring the interests of his two New York residents, one in Garden City, one in Southampton, into LLCs, which will then divide up into five separate trusts that will be based in Alaska. He can then use the trust to take the maximum $10,000 deduction five separate times. In this way, he can deduct a $50,000 mortgage and taxes from his federal tax bill instead of $10,000. And, of course, this is just a microcosm of what is happening in America. The super wealthy have the loopholes. The super wealthy can do the dodging. The super wealthy can say, we don't want to pay this. We're going to let what's left of the middle class pay these bills. And this is exactly what's happening. So when this economy goes down because of being over-leveraged, over in debt, all the things that I've talked about for years regarding our economic, political, and social issues, now when this all comes down, what's the bottom 93% going to do? What options are they going to have? And there's going to be very, very few options. And this is why I talk about you really got to think, is college worth it today? Where 90% of the degrees are worthless. And then you come out with so much debt that you basically lose out on time leverage on establishing equity and developing principal and paying that off. So you get more and more behind the eight ball because you have to be a renter longer. And if we learned some of the skills I just mentioned, living rural, knowing what type of land to buy, thinking for yourself, being around like-minded people, reading, asking questions, sharing information, listening, being debt-free. I think you look at the average American, nine days of food, it's actually nine meals, okay? This is unacceptable. We need to start thinking outside the box. When the super wealthy can not only dodge their bills, and make the little guy pay for it. And they can have multiple homes. They can have hundreds of years of food storage, money storage, gold and silver storage, crypto storage. And if you do it, you go to jail for it or get, you know, taxed to oblivion on it, when they can dodge all these so-called taxes and obligations. The bottom line, folks, we have a different set of rules, laws, and accountabilities based on what group you're in. And it's up to us to share information and to get you to read, research, and speak up while standing for principle. Because when this all goes down, it's going to be ugly. And I'll give one more example, and then I'll hand it over to you, Vince. And I've mentioned this before on the air. An Illinois Democrat, Representative Danny Davis, says it's acceptable for only wealthy individuals having access to firearms if a 50% Fed tax on all guns and ammo becomes law. It's about the aristocracy managing the serfs. This is why, again, we need practice what you preach, loves. You have to get out of your mind the left-right paradigm. It's a very small part of it. And solvency, liquidity is going to be huge issues for all the zombie companies, the zombie banks, and the bottom 93% of the American people. That's it.
Richard, do you mind if I do a little bit of arithmetic on the radio and talk about why it's important to have some skills? Like, I want to talk about the payback of a grid-tied solar system, how it doesn't work, does not work, does not work.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, thank Grace Thorne, USA Prepares instructor, for sending me a nice letter. Thank you so much, Grace. Sandy and I read it. Rich, I want to just take a minute and talk about why it's important to have some skills and why it's important to understand what you might be embarking in. All right, so I just went, during the break, I looked up, what is the cost of, a solar system? And result is $7 to $9 per watt. Okay, so a typical system might cost between $25,000 and $35,000. Well, I can do it for less. And here's what I figured. Now, this is just, I want to simply tell our class why a grid-tied system to sell electricity back to the utility makes no sense at all. Okay? Makes no sense. Now, if you want to have a system like Rich has, where he generates his own electricity for his own use, that makes sense to be independent. We have a system that we can do, we can generate our own, store our own, just like Rich, and we can sell back any excess if we want to. That's what we have. Well, the kind I'm talking about is where you just have solar panels and an inverter and you just sell back. So I'm going to give you the numbers. So solar panels typically cost about, for good ones, about $1 a watt. So a 300-watt solar panel, just one panel, is about $300. That's, you know, delivered to your house. Okay, that's with the panel plus the shipping. And they're fragile, and they're hard to ship, and they're, you know, they're glass, and they break. So it's not easy to ship these things. So roughly $1 per watt per panel. So a 300-watt panel is $300. So a system with about 30 panels would generate about 9,000 watts. So how much does that cost for those panels, for 30 of them? $9,000. Now, if you want to mount them on a rack, which you're probably going to have to do, that's going to be about $3,000. And if you want to have someone install that rack, it's going to be about $1,000. And if you want an inverter, that's $3,000 more. And if you want to have someone install it for you, that's another $1,000. And there's going to be some miscellaneous things that you need, wires, connectors, and so forth, another $1,000. Total cost for these 30 panels is going to be about $18,000. Now, you can sell electricity back to your utility company for, and ours will pay us between 2.5 and 3 cents a kilowatt. Now, they sell us electricity at 10 cents a kilowatt, but if we sell it to them, they'll give us maybe 2.5 to 3 cents a kilowatt hour. Our panels are delivering about 36 kilowatts a day. So if I were going to sell all the electricity that we generate, I would get paid $1.08 per day. Multiply that times 30 days, roughly, in a month. That's $32.40 a month I would get back for my investment of $18,000. Now, how long does it take in months to pay back that $18,000, assuming no tax credits, no incentives, no other costs, okay? Just $18,000. And assuming that I'm not putting that money into the bank to gain interest. So just very simple arithmetic. It would take 555 months for a payback on that solar system to sell electricity to the utility. At 12 months per year, that's 46 years. What I'm telling you is that makes no sense. No sense at all. Because the solar panels are only going to last 25 years. So as an investment, that makes no sense. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to have some kind of skills to get through life. And if you read the, you know, these advertisements, boy, you can get money. Yeah, you can. You can make money. You can make $1.08 a day on an investment of $18,000. Sounds like a great return, right? The point is, you need to learn, read, research, do your own homework, and probably not believe very much of what you see, hear, and read. Rich, any comments on that very simple discussion of how deceptive things are?
Well, absolutely. But skill sets also include the ability to live rugged and living below your means and knowing the fine line between needs and wants. I make it very clear the only thing that you should be in debt for, and that is land and or home. Everything else like furniture, vacations, food, you know, all these frivolous things that people pay for in time with interest should be eliminated. You need to pay off your credit cards, get out of debt, and learn how to live simply. Vince?
You mean it's not a good idea to borrow money to go to Disney? Is that what you're saying?
Imagine my shock.
Yeah, but people do that. Blows my mind. Rich Sheeman, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And work on more skills.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.